Blackstone Audio presents Parker Field by Howard Owen. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly. As always, to Karen. Chapter 1. Thursday, April 5th. There was only one shot. Everybody was in agreement on that. Nobody knows why he was in the goddamn park. Early April felt more like the middle of March. The wind stung like an inside pitch on an aluminum bat. Even the usual suspects wearing somebody else's clothes were hanging out around the homeless shelters, or hunkered down where the sun could reach them, but the wind couldn't. A week before, it had been 80 degrees. A balloon stuck in a tree and an abandoned frisbee attested to Richmond's faithless spring weather. I wasn't there. Mal Wheelwright had called a staff meeting at 2, and attendance was not voluntary. These days, staff meetings are never called to announce we're getting raises and adding to staff. No refreshments are served. Still, you don't want to be counted absent and find your ID card doesn't work the next day. This one was relatively painless. We're reducing the business section to 3 days a week to save newsprint. No jobs lost this time, Wheelie assured us, but the business news reporters and editors don't look so sure. Might be a good time to take that PR job, guys. So I was in the newsroom when Sally Velez got the word. The police radio is pretty worthless these days. We get most of our tips from Twitter or our friends on Facebook, which is where this one came from. Sally was seated at her desk, half listening to Wheelie drone on about doing more with less while she scoured the electronic waterfront. "Shit," I heard her say. I walked over and saw the tip. Shots at Monroe Park.